Blog Talk Radio.
Righteous mane everywhere I go. You're gonna light my candle, son. You're gonna make it shine. You're gonna lead me to the throne. I am a working man. I get things done. Work for the Holy Ghost. Work for the Son. I am a working man. Oh yes, I am. I am a special agent of the Lamb. Child, I was born in the north. I was born in the autumn time. Lord only knows what for. I was born when leaves turn red. Born when things are dying. But I was born with a big old mouth. I am a working man. I get things done. Work for the Holy Ghost. Work for the Son. I am a working man. Oh yes I am. I am a special agent of the Lamb.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. New World Sun this morning and working man. I tell you, we some working people of God because we got to get things done. We got to work, get the work of the Lord done. There are many people who are in dire straits of Almighty God. They really need him. Many don't know that they need him. And we're that candle that's set on the hill that can't be hid. And what we're doing, we're letting that light shine bright that others will go, hey, you can come to me. You can come to me and I can lead you to God if you'll come and hear what he has to say. Hallelujah. So we thank God that we are working people and we're getting the work done. Thank you, Jesus. Welcome to Jesus in the Morning. I'm your host, Evangelist Barbara Pittman and of Freedom Doors Ministries. And today is November the 10th, 2021, and we are grateful for another Wednesday Sunday morning. Look, the week is almost gone already. We coming on into the weekend. And I'm grateful unto him. I thank the Lord for all he has done, what he's doing right now. Hallelujah. And what he's going to do. I'm happy. I'm excited today. God is on my side. In spite of me, beyond my fault, yet meet my needs. And I'm grateful unto him this morning. Appreciative, and I love him today. Can't help but love him. Oh, he's with God. And faithful, oh my goodness, faithful, faithful. Oh, I should call him just faithful. Hallelujah. And so we're thankful unto him. Today we're going to talk about fasting. Because many people, they fast to lose weight, all types of things. You know, it may not have food or whatever, so I'm going to just fast. But as the believer, the Christian, the people of God, the saints of God, we fast for a purpose. There's a reason behind our fasting. And we're going to talk about what is fasting, a number of things today. And I'm going to try to wrap it up as quick as possible. I have an appointment, and so I have to get done up. Go to the appointment today, finally taking this old phone back over to Apple's and see what they can do for me here and give me a brand new one. I would appreciate it. Yes. So I have insurance, and they said if I bring it in, I can get a new phone because they walked me through some stuff out of the network. So we're praying that I get a new phone today and I'm able to continue to take calls, continue to pray over the phone. You know, ministering, whatever God would have me to do. And I use this phone for ministry, mainly. That's what I use my phone for. And people are able to contact me through the phone. And so I'm grateful unto him for that. And I'm learning to forward the house phone, or the office phone, I should call it. I'm learning to transfer the office phone to the cell phone. But you won't be able to see the cell number. I have to give you the number. But when you call, it is, you know, transfer over to the cell phone. And wherever I am, I'm able to answer the call. I miss calls. I really don't. But this phone here has been acting up. So some people told me, say, oh, you got me blocked. No, I don't have the phone broke. Yeah, that's what's happening. So we thank God this morning that he's able to bless us. You may be in Mississippi. I'm in Florida, but we can be in touch. You may be in India, and I'm in Florida, but because of the phone, we can be in touch. Yeah, so I use technology to spread the good news of Jesus. Hallelujah. And to share what he's able to do, to pray for folks and maybe go to scripture with them, whatever we need to do. And sometimes we just straight up have church. We go off into praise and worship. And so I'm thankful unto him. And Sister Samoan was able to call me yesterday, and we talked for a while. And be going on sometime. I don't remember if I said I'm hanging up, I'll call you back, or you call me back. Have a blessed day. I'm not sure, because one call after the other, and sometimes I put people on hold. And the call I got is kind of an emergency for the person, not for me, but for the person. So I'm trying to calm down, get them into relax, and I forget to go back to the call. So all you got to do is call me back, please. Call me back, because just know I didn't just do it on purpose. Please believe that. And so we thank God this morning. I thank God for every caller and every listener and those that's coming through the archives and the podcast. I thank you so much. And Brother Griffin, Marquez Griffin, I need you to call me back because I got to see about this and where I get it from, because I pulled up some stuff, but I need to know where you get yours from so I have the right stuff that I'm going to use. He told me to get some CMOS, y'all, and try that. So I'm going to see about getting it and see if that'll help me. I need energy. I need the pain relief. And I want to do it from a natural place. And so we thank God this morning that we can do that. You know, we can find herbs and vitamins that's natural out the ground, vegetables and roots and berries, sticks, leaves, and berries. Yeah, we can find it and use that and it would give us relief, give us energy, and bless us. Yeah, Brother Lewis, 30 is cold, but I'm saying 75 degrees is much better than 30 degrees. Please believe it. And so today we're warming up. We've been a little cold, not cool, but cold around here. And this morning it's probably about 52 here, 54 down in Ocala area. And today Ocala get up to about 80. We'll get up maybe to 75. And who knows? We may get up to 82 today. Yeah. But we thank God for the warm weather during the winter. And I thank God for Thanksgiving coming. I had Nikki laughing so hard. I said, Nikki, I love Thanksgiving. I love it, Nikki. I cook our Thanksgiving. Oh, she was laughing so hard. And I told her I got that from LaBelle Crawford. He said he loved Thanksgiving. His mama would cook everything. And him and his cousins and everybody, they ride out. And they went off and smoking weed and all of that. And when they got back, they were so hungry. And the table was set. They was ready to eat. And I think he said they got the oldest person in the family to pray the prayer for the food. He said that it was taking them too long. When they opened their eyes, he had a turkey leg. He was eating. I said, no, he did not. But he's real funny and has lost a whole lot of weight. And which, you know, bless you to be more healthier. Because your heart and your limbs, they can't take all that weight. I'm telling you the truth. So even me, I sat in the chair last night, did my little exercises. And this morning, I feel pretty good. Green beans give me so much energy. And I should eat me a half a can of green beans every day because it helps me a lot. And so we're just thankful this morning and grateful unto God for blessing us to come to him and believe on his son, Jesus. And he saved us. And he set us aside unto himself. He sanctified us for him. And he gave us his spirit. And so we're grateful unto him. We have the opportunity to pray anywhere at any time for anything. Yeah, it don't have to be a purpose or reason or situation. We just want to commune with God. Hallelujah. And he blessed us to have that. I'm so happy to be a believer. I'm so happy to be a follower of Jesus Christ. Not come out to see what he's doing and to see if I can find fault. But because I'm a follower, I follow his rules and regulations. I'm so grateful for that. We're here to a green bean casserole. I just never ate that green bean casserole for some reason. I never cared for it. But a pot of green beans, it takes the smoked meat and wash it good. And some people boil it and pour the first water off. And then they put a little more water in it and steam it on down into the meat. It's almost to fall off the bone. And then they dump their green beans in there. It can be fresh or canned for me. Either one give me energy. And I love them with the smoked meat. Ooh, and guess what? I even love an overcooked green bean in a pot of smoked meat. Yeah, I love all of that. Can't have it like I used to, but I do think on it, and I know it's good. And that's good enough for me. So again, we're talking about fasting. And when we fast, we pray too. We fast and pray. And I know many may remember that the scripture says these kind come out but by fasting and praying. He was talking about casting out demons because they tried and the spirits wouldn't come out. But when Jesus come, hey, they had to go. And they asked him, well, why we couldn't do it? He said, these kind come out but by fasting and praying. And we remember Jesus fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. Hallelujah. And so we thank him this morning for giving us the same power. He gave us, we can do the same thing that he has done. Yeah, his word says so. And matter of fact, I got to play my little song for some hearts this morning. When God shines his light on us. He said, Jesus healed the sick and he healed the lame and we can do it too. Indeed. Hallelujah. So we go into this one, and when we come back, we're coming back with our morning prayer, our morning scripture reading, and our topic for today. Yeah. What about fasting? Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
open up my eyes so I can see. When I look up in the darkest night, then I know everything is gonna be alright. In deep confusion, in great despair, when I reach out for help, he is there. As I can be, and I know that God shines His light on me. Reach out for help,
reach out for help.
He'll be there,
He'll be there.
What find your trouble,
within your trouble,
you can share,
you can share.
If you love,
if you love,
life you love,
life you love,
you get the blessing,
yeah,
from above,
from above.
Heals the sick, and He heals the lame. Says you can do it too, in Jesus' name. I lift you up and He turns you around, and He puts your feet back on higher ground.
If it had not been for you, we would not be here. We opened our eyes this morning, God, because you gave us the strength to open our eyes. We were able to rise because you gave us strength in our limbs and the facilities of our body. We were able to get here, God, because you blessed us and brought us the way of safety. And did not allow harm to come to us, Lord. We're grateful to again come into your presence because we know where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And as we come before you today, have your way, Lord. Let flesh be crucified that you might be glorified, that your people might be edified in the name of Jesus. For God, in you is life. And that's what we seek, God, life. Eternal life, God. We pray, oh God, today that you will touch every person that have come seeking you, Lord. Bind the hand of the devil, God. Rebuke the hand of the enemy, Lord. God, let your anointing that resonates in this place even now. God, let there be an outpouring on your people. We need you, God, to take us to another level in you, Lord. God, we're faced with demonic forces, God. Evil spirits have come up against us, Lord, and we need to be fortified with your power. God, we can't make it on our own strength, God. We don't have enough to stand on, Lord. But we know, God, that your joy is our strength. Fill us up on today in the name of Jesus. Somebody have come this morning burdened down, God, with the issues of life, God. Somebody, God, is in the battle of their life. Somebody's, God, fighting in their mind and in their spirit, Lord, where the devil have come into war against them, Lord. But we thank you, God, because we know greater are you that's within us than he that is within this world, God. We know, God, that you are a deliverer, Lord, that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you're no short of your promise, Lord, and you're able to deliver us, Lord. Touch us on today, Lord. We need you like never before. Fill us up with the Holy Ghost, God, and give us a refilling, Lord, that when we leave here today, Lord, we can leave with your anointing, Lord, that as we meet men and women, boys and girls, they might be converted to know who you are, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you because you are a healer. You're the God that healeth thee, and healing is in your wings, and you're able to touch our feeble bodies. You're able to save our troubled souls, and in the name of Jesus, bind every demon, Lord, every demonic force, Lord, God, that comes to keep us in the same place, Lord. We're willing, God, to surrender and say yes to your will, Lord. We're willing to turn our lives, God, over into your hands, Lord, because we come to the place, God, where we realize like never before, we need you, Jesus. More than anything we know, we need you, Jesus. While men are trying to find, God, solutions to this chaotic world, God, we're looking to you, Lord, because we know for every right desire, there is an answer, and Jesus, you're that answer. There's no need for us, God, to turn hither or thither, Lord. We need but to look for you, Lord, because you're the answer, God, for our trouble lies, Lord. Touch on the day, God. Break every yoke, oh God. Save on the day, God. Deliver on the day, God. Jesus, we need you, Lord. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. We're crying out to you, Lord. We know that you're able to save our souls. We know that you're able, God, to heal our bodies, Jesus. We know that you're able, God, to turn our situations around. Jesus, no other help we know. No other help we know. No other help we know, God. You're able, Jesus, to deliver our children. You're able, Jesus, to save the unsaved husband. You're able, Jesus, to heal the cancer patient. Nothing too hard for you, Jesus. No other God we know. We know that you're able, Jesus. We know that you're able, Jesus. We say yes to your will, God. Yes to your way, Lord. Have your way, Jesus. And we'll thank you for it. And we'll give your name the praise. And we'll bless you, Lord. Yes, we thank you, Lord. And we bless your holy name. Come on, open your mouth and give the Lord some praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We know that you're able, Lord, to do it for us. We know that you're able to bless our family, bless our friends, lead and guide us in the right path. We know that you're able to provide for us, to supply for us, to take care of us, to open doors that has been shut. All we know that you're able this morning. Do it for every caller and every listener today, Father. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory. We give you honor and the praise for it. Hallelujah. Thank you, His Majesty. Oh, we thank you, Almighty God, Jehovah, who have all the power. There's no higher power today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, we give Him glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So this morning, we are going to talk about fasting. And I tell you, I hadn't really paid it any attention, but I know my parents used to fast. And, you know, they didn't really tell us they was fasting, but we knew because when dinner time comes, they would be at the table because one sat at one end and at the other end, you know, the other one sat. And then with the children, we sat on the side. And when we sat down, they wouldn't eat. They would just be talking. And, you know, you're looking, but you're so happy to get the meal yourself until you thinking about the dessert while you eat. You're not really thinking about your parents are not really eating. So what they had was called a fasting day. Yeah, I learned this just recently, a fasting day, a day of fasting. And in your fasting day, you fast for 24 hours. Yeah, 24 hours you eat and drink nothing. So I found it in Jeremiah 36:6. And it says, therefore, go thou and read in the roll, which thou hast written from my mouth, the words of the Lord, in the ears of the people in the Lord's house upon the fasting day. Also thou shalt read them in the ears of all Judah that come out of their cities. So they had a fasting day according to the word of God. Yeah. And, you know, many people use fasting for different things. I'm talking about the believer, the people of God. We don't all fast for the same thing all the time. It's different reasons, seasons, and stuff like that, and why we fast. And while we fast and pray, and you give up everything. You know, you give up TV, medication, you give up everything for 24 hours to start your fasting day. I mean, to do your fasting day. And then the next day you come back to your regular schedule of eating, drinking, medications, going places, whatever you do. So what is fasting? And I went to Mr. Webster to get some help because I believe fasting was not eating or drinking. That's what I believe fasting was. So when I went over to Webster, he says this, to eat sparingly or abstain from some foods. Now, that's what he said. To eat sparingly or abstain from some foods. But that's a sacrifice. That's not really fasting. For me, fasting would be no food and no water. But today, people do different things. Now, when we look at Daniel, I believe Daniel ate vegetables and drank water. But we'll take a look at that. How do you begin fasting? Some people says that if you're a beginner, you start with a 24-hour fast. You eat dinner and then refrain from eating until the next night. And a lot of people start their fast at 6 p.m. So after dinner tonight at 6, you won't eat anymore until tomorrow night at 6. So that's considered a 24-hour fast. You be sure, they said, to drink plenty of water to prevent dehydration and plan your fast for non-training day. So what they're saying is you don't work out or do all of this exercise while you're fasting. Cross my mind. I'm honest. So I looked this up in the scripture as well. The next question was, how do you fast and pray according to the Bible? It says, pray before you fast. Acknowledge that he lived without sin, died in our place on the cross for our sins, and rose 3 days later, freeing us from condemnation and giving us a free gift of eternal life. Humble yourself to ask forgiveness from everyone you have hurt. Ask forgiveness from God. They have said this is how you start your fast according to the Bible. What are three biblical reasons to fast? There's a number of reasons for Christians fasting. Christians, the three primary categories are under biblical mandates, spiritual discipline, and health benefits. Reasons for Christian fasting includes nearness to God, spiritual freedom, guidance, waiting for Jesus' return, and of course, a healthy body. So when I found the fasting day, it helped me to believe that we should fast once a week. Because if we do, it should keep us healthy. If we're eating right, if we're exercising, and we're abstaining from sugar and greasy stuff and fatty stuff and too much, what they call it, processed foods and all of this stuff. A friend of mine told me, stay away from processed food, it can cause cancer. Mm-hmm. And he said the reason he could tell me this is he know he had the experience of learning. But then he had cancer, and because he ate a lot of processed food, he ate lunch meat, you know, a lot of stuff that had been with preservatives and additives in it to keep it longer. And so he said now he eat only fresh, you know, what they're called today, organic. It comes out the ground. And when he eat meat, it's fresh. And he go to a fresh butcher shop to make sure he get fresh meat, you know, and farm-raised or something like that, he says. Because he said processed this and that gave him cancer. Tomato sauce, he makes his own with fresh tomatoes. Whatever he need, he do it naturally. Yeah, because he don't want this thing to come back. Yeah. But, you know, we trust God in the fast. We fast and we get more guidance from him, more information from him. If we need a better, healthy situation. So that fasting day for me would be one of the reasons why, is to get information from Almighty God, to get guidance from him. I need more wisdom of him, his wisdom. Yeah. So we're moving right along. What kind of fasting did Jesus do? Lent, L-E-N-T, is connected with the 40-day fast that Jesus undergo. Mark 1 and 13, matter of fact, let's look at Mark 1 and chapter 13, and let's see what it says about the fast that Jesus has done. Because I only know one person to do that fast for 40 days. I've only known one person in my whole life that I can remember right off who did that 40-day fast. And when she came to church, she was shaking and trembling, and she got up and testified that she endured the fast. I was like, wow. And you know, as a child, you thinking, what? She didn't eat nothing and drink nothing for 40 days? And you thinking, I would have been dead. You know, especially the way my mama cooked and them biscuits. More, I won't be able to pass that up, but yes, you can. Yeah, yes, you can. So in Mark chapter 1 and verse 13, it says, he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted of Satan, and was with the wild beast, and the angels ministered unto him. Now, he fasted for 40 days and was in the wilderness being tempted while he fasted. by Satan, of Satan, and was with the wild beasts, and the angels ministered unto him. Yeah. And I know this to be true. I know that God will bless us and help us through any situation, especially if it pertains to what's spiritual. So if we want to fast, we need to go to God in prayer and ask him about fasting. We can even ask him to give us the day to fast once a week. Give us a fasting day. What day would you have me to fast? I don't want to just do stuff on my own. I want to be led by you. But I want to make this fasting unto you. And I want to do it to get more wisdom from you, to get more guidance and leadership from you. Not from man, but from you. Almighty God who have all the power. Yeah. He's got all power, and there is no higher power. So this is where I want to get my information from. Because once you give it to me, I will know it's the truth. And as Pastor Howell say, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So when we go over again, we're going to look at Matthew's chapter 4, verse 1 through 11. Let's take a look there. And we're still talking about the fast that Jesus did. I'm not saying we have to do this particular fast, but I'm sure it would bless us in many ways. Yeah, if we could do it. I think it's 11. I have to go back and look again, y'all. Forgive me. Matthew's chapter 4. 1 through 11. Matthew's chapter 4. That's going to be 1 through 11. And this is what it says. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit in the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up into the whole pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. For it is written, he shall give the angels charge concerning thee. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And again the devil taketh him up into the high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And said unto him, all these things will I give thee, will fall down if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then said Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, and it is written, thou shalt not worship the Lord thy God. Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaves him, and behold, the angels came and ministered unto him. Because at one point, Jesus told the devil, get thee behind me, Satan. Savor not the things that be of God, but you savor that which be of man. Yeah. So he fasted 40 days being tempted. A lot of times we're going to be tempted too. But how much the more can we call upon him and he'll strengthen us? So we can also look at Luke 4 and 1 through 13. Mark tells us that Jesus was tempted by Satan. But it is in Matthew and Luke that the details of temptation are fleshed out. All three accounts say that Jesus went without food for 40 days. So abstaining from food and drink, your body may go through some withdrawals because it's used to breakfast, it's used to snack, it's used to lunch, it's used to snack, it's used to dinner, it's used to snack, it's used to snacking, 2 o'clock in the morning, 1 o'clock, 11 at night, 10 at night eating. And all of this is really not good for us. But we're used to this. And so when we decide to do a fast, even for 24 hours, your body may feel some withdrawals. But if Jesus was tempted, we'll be tempted too. But we got to pray and hold to the rein. Keep our mind off our belly. Keep our mind on him. Keep our mind in the word. Get your good gospel songs that you love, or some gospel songs that you love. Get a praise and worship going. Even at work, while you're working, you're hungry. You know, to keep your mind off food, because you're going to be tempted. A person who has never offered to take you to lunch and pay for it will come now and ask you to go to lunch. Hey, Barbara, you want to go to Chinatown and eat? Hey, Barbara, you want to go out to Texas Town and eat? Hey, Barbara, you want that Jenkins barbecue? They're going to come with a lunch that's very tempting. But we got to do what Jesus did. We got to quote the word. Put the word to it, because we want to endure the fast, because we're asking to become closer to God. We're asking for spiritual freedom. We're asking for guidance. We're waiting for Jesus to return a healthy body. And sometimes we're fasting that God would cast these spirits out of our husband or wife, cast these spirits out of our children, our family and friend, our coworkers, or whoever it may be. But we got to get serious and not take it lightly. Yeah. What are the rules of fasting in Christianity? Now, they say that Christian fasting is the act of abstaining from something for a period of time for a certain spiritual purpose. It's intentionally emptying oneself to be receptive to something else. So they're saying the best practices for fasting is this: to meditate on scripture, spend time in prayer, somewhat what I just said, spend time in devotion. It says to make sure you exercise, but I wouldn't recommend it. Yeah, because you may be hungry, your body going through withdrawals, you may not feel the same right now, and you have a burst of energy. If you haven't done this before, but you want to be careful, I recommend you being careful. I recommend devotion. I recommend meditating in the scripture and spending time in prayer. I recommend gospel songs, praise and worship. You know, you're doing it by yourself. And it asks, what do you eat when fasting in the Bible? Now, they said according to two passages in the Bible, Daniel fasted twice. During the first fast, he ate only vegetables and water to set himself apart for God. For the second fast mentioned in a later chapter, Daniel stopped eating meat, drinking wine, and other rich foods. So he didn't abstain from eating. He just abstained from eating certain things. Yeah. So if you want to eat certain things, you know, vegetables, water, cut the rich foods out of your diet, and, you know, pray and talk to the Lord and meditate and, you know, do your fast, that's fine. But for me, I want to be completely empty. I want to be empty when I go before him. You know, the more I go before him, the more I'm empty, because I'm not putting nothing back in there. Yeah. And I think a three-day fast is a good thing. But if we do it once a week, one day a week, I believe God will accept that. Hallelujah. What are the types of fasting? There are seven types of Christian fasting, they say. Partial fasting, the Daniel fast, complete fasting, which is no food, no water. Absolute fasting, no food, no water. Sexual fasting, corporate fasting. This is where everybody in the church fast together, everybody in the ministry, everybody in your home, all group of y'all, you know, you get together and all y'all fasting. And a soul fast. Each one of these fasts should be done with an attitude of humility, and a hunger for God. If we're doing it with a humility and a hunger for God, you're going to complete that. But if you're doing it to lose weight, you're doing it to show people I'm hungry and I'm doing it for God, that won't work. Because when we fast, we really shouldn't tell anybody but a husband or wife, or if we're doing it in a corporate situation where the whole church, the whole group, the whole house, that's the only way. If I'm fasting, I can't come and tell you I'm fasting, because it's between God and I. And I don't want to appear to you to be hungry. I don't want to appear to be, oh, war is me. Pray for me. I'm sacrificing to God. No, we don't want to do that. We want to have an attitude of humility and a hunger for God. Not food, but for God. Yeah. And the next thing is, if you're fasting for food and water, you shouldn't fast for more than 2 days, 2 or 3 days, they say. Furthermore, if you are abstaining merely from food, you can fast for longer. Some people will fast from food and water, but will drink juice to maintain energy. Now, I'm kind of different, I guess, because I became overweight and, you know, I've eaten good land and I'm just, I got excess Barbara. So I can drink nothing and be energized. Yeah. The less I eat, for me, the more energy I have. This is the honest truth, maybe because I have it stored up. Yeah, because I've allowed overweight to come. Yeah. Talks about Christian fasting again, identified the purpose. In Christian fasting, identify the purpose. Commit to a time period. That's whether it's 1 day, 3 days, a week, 7 days, 14 days, 21 days, you know, 28 days. If you're going to go for 40 days, you know, you commit to a time, a period of time. Find your weakness. I know what my weakness is. I'm not going to play around. You know, I got to talk to the Lord. Lord, you know I'm weak in this area right here when it comes to fasting. And I need you to strengthen me so that I can get through the fast, because I really want to be humble and I want to have a hunger for you. A hunger and a thirst for you. Not for food, not for this other stuff, you know, but for you, Lord. Tell only a few people, it says, you see. You're only going to tell that corporate group. You're only going to tell your husband or your wife. You're not going to tell mama, daddy, children, nobody else. And the only reason you're telling your husband or wife is because you really have to get permission from them to fast. And I'll show you why, because I know, you know, some women may say, oh, no, I'm not going to ask him if I can fast. I'm not doing that now. I don't have to get his permission. This between me and God. Well, let me show you this right quick so that you know. And I'm going to tell you, when it comes to marriage, when God says the husband is the head, like Christ is the head of the church, he was not playing. I know we play with it. And I know we say, well, this and that and that and this, and he going to this and that, and he going to, let me tell you something. Shut your mouth and pray. If he clowning and carrying on, don't sell out with him. Pray for him. And ask the Lord to straighten him out, because God made him the head. And a lot of women don't like this because they want to say that, no man is supposed to rule over me, but the scripture didn't say that he wasn't supposed to. The scripture said he was. But we got to come humble and get hungry and thirsty for God and his word. And then we'll get in our right place and we'll be okay. Listen, I want to start at verse 1. It gave me verse 5, but I want to start at verse 1. And this is what it says. Now concerning the things whereof ye wrote unto me, This is 1 Corinthians 7, verse 1. Now concerning the things whereof you wrote unto me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband. Let the husband render unto the wife due benevolence, and likewise also the wife unto the husband. The wife has not power of her own body, but the husband. Do you hear me? And likewise also the husband has not power of his own body, but the wife. Verse 5 says, defraud ye not one another, except it be with consent for a time, that ye may give yourselves to fasting and prayer. You hear that? And come together again, that Satan tempt you not for your inconsistency. Don't do it. But I speak this by permission and not by commandment. That was verse 6. But listen, you go to your husband, ladies, and you ask him, you share with him, I want to fast for 3 days. Can you go for 3 days without touching it, looking at the crazy, any of that? The same thing, the husband go to the wife and ask her, I want to, you know, share with her, I want to fast for 3 days, 3 nights. Can you hold it down until I come out of the fast? Not touching it, not looking crazy, don't wear that little short stuff, don't put that nightgown on I like, don't do none of that. I'm trying to fast. I'm trying to be humble and have a hunger for God. And he or she may join the fast. Your husband may join the wife in fast. The wife may join the husband in a fast. That will keep their mind straight. And temptation won't come. And the devil ease in that. Oh, he's going to let you go 3 days. He's seeing somebody else. What her name is. Where she at? Oh, she on the job. You see? No. Join him in the fast. Join her in the fast. The devil won't come in and tempt either one of you. I can pronounce it right now. And I know many tease about this. You know, many married couples tease. Come here. Because I have power over your body. You ain't got the power. I got it. It's mine. You know. It's nothing. But the only way you cannot do benevolence unto your husband or wife, you got to get forgiven. And it must be for fasting. Yeah. You can't just put them on the couch, cut them off. I don't care how angry you are with them. So this says the identity, the purpose, a Christian fasting identity, the purpose. Commit to time. Find your weakness. Tell only a few people. Fast from something else. It's eat very little before you fast. I recommend you eating a full meal at 6 o'clock if that's when you're gonna start. If you're gonna start from 12 today to 12 tonight, you're gonna eat a full lunch. That will help you. Drink lots of water when fasting. If you're on a fast day, you can drink water. It say drink lots of it. Keep doing your fast. For me, fasting without prayer won't work. Because I'm asking God for something special. And I'm talking to him about this special situation or this special thing that I'm requiring, or Lord, I want the demons out my children. I want these spirits out my husband. I want these spirits out my wife. I want them off out my coworker. So I'm fasting because these come out by fasting and praying, okay? What is forbidden during a fast? Now, this right here was according to the Muslim religion during what they call Ramadan. and they abstain from eating any food, drinking any liquid, smoking cigarettes, and engaging in any sexual activity from dawn to sunset. That includes taking medication, even if they swallowed a pill dry without water. They stayed away from it. And that's somewhat of the Christian fasting. We don't eat, we don't drink, we don't engage in sexual activities from sun up to sundown or from Monday to Wednesday. Then Thursday, we start back to eating or drinking. Yeah. It depends on what you decide that you want to dedicate to the Lord. Yeah. I even found this out, to have a close walk or to come back into fellowship with God. You can fast your way back. Let's take a look at Joel 2:12 right quick. Go to Joel. I'm doing it online now. Okay. Joel chapter 2. And we're looking at verse 12. And this is what it says. Joel 2:12. Therefore also now, saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning. A backslider can fast their way back. You've fallen short in some things. You can fast your way back to fellowshipping with God. You need a closer walk with him. Fast your way to a closer walk with God. You need strength. You want more of a spiritual mind. Fast back. Joel 2:12. Some people open the book of Acts, the 27th chapter. Apostle Paul, he talked to the people about eating after the fast. I believe he shared with them about you fasted 14 days, now you need some meat. And I looked at this and I said, well, did I get the right interpretation? But see, God know how long you can go. You know how long Barbara can fast. After 14 days, then Barbara needs some meat now. And when I say meat, I'm talking about a meal. Meat, a starch, vegetable, or vegetables, and a drink of water, tea, or coffee, or whatever, after 14 days. Over in Acts 20:33, it says, and while the day was coming on, Paul besought them to take meat, saying, this day is the 14th day that ye have tarried and continued fasting, having taken nothing. Wherefore, I pray you take some meat, for this is for your health, and there should not an hair fall from the head of any of you. And when he had thus spoken, he took bread and gave thanks to God in presence of them all. And when he had broken it, he began to eat. Then were they all of good cheer, and they also took some meat. So if you're feeling you're going to faint, if you're feeling like you're going to pass out and this is the second day, I recommend you eat. Another thing is this. Food is not the same as it used to be. We used to get what actually came out the ground, what actually came from the cow, the hog, the chicken, the turkey, the lamb, whatever. But today you're not getting that. You're not getting a lot of what come out of the ground, the greens, the cabbage, the carrots, the sweet peas, the potatoes. So it has a lot to do with your diet and many other things. You may be a fried food person, a fast food person, a junk food person. So according to these things, you pray. Ask the Lord how to fast for you. Lord, what should I do? And if it's a medication you have to take to the Lord, because if you remember, he talked about, they told him, I need to find that scripture for you. I'm trying to move kind of quick this morning, but he said, look at your disciples. They don't wash their hands before they eat. They over here on the Sabbath eating out the cornfield. And God let him know what he made the Sabbath for. And if you don't feel led to have a fast day, you don't feel led to fast, then you don't have to. It's up to you. I'm just bringing this about to let you know what is pleasing and acceptable unto God if this is something you want to do. But it's not, as far as I know, a full requirement to a certain degree, because he brought Jesus on the scene. And the way, the old way, he took the Ten Commandments, and turned them into two. And if you do these two commandments, you've done the Ten. He made things much easier and much better for us, because he knew coming on up the new wave, new age, Christians would be weak people. Well, I should say generations. And then he knew that a lot of not truthful teachers were going to be out here. He also knew that the food was not going to be the same. Everybody don't have a farm with fresh meat, you know, fresh cuts of meat and fresh vegetables, fresh grains, all of this stuff. I recommend a fast day, but if it's within you and you say, well, hey, me and the Lord got this worked out, I don't have to fast. That's between you and your God. I just wanted to share this morning, and I have a lot more information on fasting, but I'm moving along because of that appointment today. I did not want to not come, you know, and share today. And be a blessing. Hallelujah. And so I thank God for it. And, you know, if you got some stuff going on in your house, you know, you can fast your way and get right, because God will see your humility. He will see your thirst and hunger for him. He will see that you're dependent on him to cleanse your house, to get these spirits out of here, out of my children, out of my husband, out of my wife. I don't care where they may be. Children can be off in college, but you see them stuff. Wife could be gone, but you see some stuff. And you saw what happened. I'm going to fast and pray about this situation. I'm not stopping the fast until I see results. Yeah. I can lean to my own understanding. I got to trust God. And because he's the author and finisher of my faith, because he's got all power, he can have situations that turn hearts and turn minds in the right direction. He did it for me. All them years, wrong direction. One day, he came and turned my heart and mind in the right direction. Gave me a new heart and a new mind. For if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have come new. And you're fasting unto God. He is going to do something for you. Because you gave up food, you gave up water, or you gave up certain foods, you gave up certain riches. Pray unto him. Lord, move for me. Heal my body. Get these spirits out of my children, out of my family. Whatever it may be, fast your way in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to one more song of the morning, and the studio is open. If there's anyone who has something they would like to say this morning, feel free to press that number one and come in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It was meant to kill me, sin to destroy me, and I thought that it would, and I thought that it should, cause I messed up so many times, I went left when you said right, I'll understand if you wanna let me go, let me go, let me go, but you held on to me, and you wouldn't let me go, and you wouldn't let me go, go. And what the enemy meant for evil, God has worked it out for my good. What the enemy meant for evil, God has worked it out for my good. It was meant to kill me, sent to destroy me,
yep.
And I thought that it was,
yeah.
And I thought that it should, cause I messed up so many times, I went left when you said right, I'll understand if you wanna let me go.
It only made me better.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. What the enemy meant for evil, God turned it around for our good. Mr. Todd Galbraith this morning, for my good is the name of that one. Thank you, Brother Louis. I'm just seeing this, and let me get right to it. Looking at verse 35, I think it is. Is that of Corinthians? And when he had thus spoken, he took bread and gave thanks to God. Oh, okay. It's the same one. I got you. Isaiah 58, 6 through 8. Is not this the fast that I have chosen to undo the heavy burdens and to let the oppressed go free and that ye may break every yoke? Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou coverest him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. I recommend fasting. I recommend it. Yeah. I believe it'll help us all the way around. All the way around, we would be blessed because of fasting, hallelujah, and praying. Thank you, Jesus. So listen, the studio is open. If there's anyone, again, something they would like to say this morning, feel free to press that number one and come in, because what I know about God is we need more time. He'll hold up time for us. Yes, he will. Yeah, I believe that too, Brother Lua. I believe God's chosen fast for us. Yeah, I believe we have a fasting day every week to fast. And sometimes we have 3 days, 14 days, 28. How long God give you? But you need to talk to him about your fasting. Yeah. I've heard people say, well, I'm going on the Daniel fast. I didn't know that really was. Daniel fast? What you fast? What? How about going on God's fast? Get your own fast for your body according to you. Yeah. And it's all right in Jesus' name. Not that there's anything wrong with what Daniel did. Because if God accepted, he'll accept yours as well. But we want to pray and get the fast he would have for us. And have a fasting day at least once a week. And don't be down and out. Oh, Lord. I'm withdrawing. I can't have no pie. Oh, I can't have no chicken. No, we're going to keep our mind off food and keep our mind on the word of God, praising and worshiping and prayer and talking to him about what we are desiring of him. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So listen, good morning to you, Sister Dorothy Goodman, Sister Mary Ann, Sister Rose Brown, Sister Simone, Sister Melody Rose, Angeline, California, Sister Laura, Mr. Mason, Miss Deborah, Alexis, Lachelle, Andrea Stenner, Andrea Philadelphia, Rita, Sion, Diane, Jerry, Angela Foote, Anna Lee Foote. I'm moving this morning, y'all. Kim Hawk, Michelle, Patricia Fluka, Lisa, Yvonne, Apostle Claudia Boatwright. Good morning to you, ladies. God bless you. I'm trying to look and see that I miss anybody. I hope I did not today miss anyone. And good morning to you, Brother Louis, Brother Jermaine, Brother Anthony, Brother D, Brother Mike Hopps, Brother George West Perry, Brother Lee Hamilton, Brother Marquez Griffin, Brother Frank, Brother Justin Gilmore, and Brother Cal this morning. God bless you. God bless you this morning. God for each and every one of you. I hope I didn't miss anybody today. I'm moving a little quick as I can to try and make this today. But we thank God this morning for his word, and yeah, it's chosen of God. I do believe that we should fast. Yeah. He said, I believe this passage reads that you take the food you would have eaten to the hungry. Okay. And that's a good thing, too, yeah. If the food you would have ate, the lunch you would have bought, give it to somebody who needs it. Somebody on the job hungry. Somebody on the job don't have money to buy food. Do it for them. He even told us to stop taking food to the church like that. Talking about we eating over there. Eat at your own house. Well, see, somebody can't afford a dish to take to the church. Yeah. Verse 7, is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house, when thou seest the naked, that thou covers him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh. Amen. Hey, that's the word. Now, that's not me. That's the word right there. But good morning to you, Brother Anthony. God bless you. How are you?
Good morning to you, Miss Barbara. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. We can hear you.
Okay, I'm just checking. Mike, go in and out, but good morning to you, Miss Barbara. First of all, I want to give, thank God for taking me up this morning. I thank you for my life, for strength, keeping my right mind, allowing me to see another day. Thank you for saying to my land. Thank you for who he is. In me and what he's doing in me, where he's walking from, where he's taking me in. And I just thank God for showing this morning. I thank God for confirmation, which is coming with this fast thing. So, you know, it's just giving me all the good this morning. And most mornings, you know, listening to the show, you know, because I've been talking to God and I was like, oh, you know, I got the pains I'm dealing with, you know, and I want to be strong in you. And I need to stay focused on you. And then, you know, I've been dealing with it the past couple of weeks. And then, you know, today, come with this, with the fasting. We're talking about fasting, different ways to fast, what you can fast for. So you kind of broke it down for me a little bit more, you know, and give me a little bit more knowledge and wisdom about it. And I just thank God for God using people, you know, to speak to your life. And so confirmation, wisdom, knowledge, and discernment to know, you know, when God talks to you and when he speaks to you, what he needs you to do to get closer to him. So, you know, I just give God thanks for that. Thank you for just everything you're doing in me. You know, I can't thank him enough. You know, I just thank God. I just glorify his name, give him all the praise, honor, and glory. And I'll say good morning to all. Brother Lewis, Brother Frank, Sister Rita, Sister Jen, Sister Fiona, Sister Amoa, Brown, Mother Annalise Foot. Good morning to y'all. Good morning to Brother D, Brother Jermaine, Brother Perry, Brother Hamilton. Good morning to Kim Hop, Brother Mike Hop, good morning to y'all. I ain't hold it all the time, but that's what I think of right now on my mind. I'm trying to drive down this fucking road, but that's just thank God for, you know, God using you in the word that's come with this morning, you know, talking about fasting. I think about a couple of weeks ago, you know, when you were speaking to me, speaking in my life, and you told me to go back to where I began, you know, and in the beginning, when I was speaking, God, you know, that's one thing I was doing, I was fasting, so, you know, this is confirmation, so thank God for this. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hey, Brother Anthony. Good morning, Brother Lewis. Amen and amen again. I'm taking my morning. I'm with you, Brother Anthony. Right. Waking me up, closing my right mind. Thank you for the use of that. I thank you for my life, my health, and my strength. And we're going to come back with the fasting because there's a lot more I wanted to cover. Time, and we're going to get back on it and see how the Lord leads us. We're praying for the Lord to bless us to fast, and like Brother Lewis said, whatever you would have eaten, give it to a poor person. Yeah, it was somebody, you know on the screen, you know them when you see them. They don't look like you look. They might be up around a home, you know, a homeless shelter. And you may have forgotten, because you may say, well, I eat this the next day, you know. And if you decide to keep it and eat it the next day, still go somewhere and buy something and give it to somebody. But I would give that meal away, because that would ensure God blessing me to get through my past, because this is what he said to do. Yeah. So today, again, we thank God for Jesus, and we're moving on up again. That is so faithful. So faithful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you today. Yeah. All right. Moving right along. I have some requests I got to download. I got your brother Louie. I'm going to download yours. The Dot, I thank you. LaShawn Mitchell, Sion, I got a Tremaine Hawking in here. And Sister Reed, I got a couple of songs. I'm getting them and writing them down. And I will download them and get them into the studio, and we will begin to play these songs. And I enjoy the request. It's a beautiful thing for me. So listen, this morning I'm going to walk around the morning, and when we come back, the studio will still be open if there's anyone who has something they would like to say.
Daryl Dixon on the saxophone. I believe there are many ways to worship. Amen. We worship with our words. We worship with our instruments. We can worship with our entire bodies. My only prayer is that it's pleasing to the Lord. That's our only prayer. Only prayer that pleases you, God.
Now, there ain't no room for the hopeless sinner who hurt all mankind just to save his own. Have pity on those, Lord, whose chances grow thinner. There ain't no hiding place from the kingdom throne, yeah. So people get ready, there's a train.
You know, I'm talking about worship. And right here is my good friend David Watson, plays the flute as well as the saxophone. In fact, he considers himself more of a flute player even still than a sax player. At least that's what your old man said. This is your turn, man. Sing on to the Lord a new song.
The love worldwide. www.jesusinthemorningradio.com
Hallelujah, hallelujah, New World Sign. And people get ready. There's a train coming. Don't need no money. Just get on board. Yeah, you don't even have to pack a bag. We just praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That he's coming back for us. He's coming back for his church. That's what our spot of frame. And we're so grateful unto him. There's none like him. Yeah. None like him. We can search all over. We won't find nobody. Nobody greater than Almighty God. He's got all the power. There's no higher power today. And we're just thankful unto him. So listen, is there anyone else? Maybe I'm missing something here. All right. Okay. All right. So what we'll do is we'll pray out this morning and get out early. And we pray that the Lord bring us back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another episode of Jesus in the Morning. And again, today we're grateful unto him. And I'm getting these songs wrote down, Sister Rita and Sister Sion and Sister Dyson, Brother Louis. I'm getting it done. And if there's someone else have one or two or whatever you have you'd like to hear, please email me or send it to me through Facebook or Messenger. If you have my cell phone, you can send it in a text, and I'll be more than happy to play it. Yeah, no problem, no problem whatsoever. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. So let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for all that has been said and done. Thank you for what you're doing right now. Father, we thank you for what you're going to do. We thank you that this is the day that you have made. And Father, we will rejoice in this day and be glad in it because you made it and you made it good. It's what come along during our day many times that are not good. But Father, it must work together for our good. Hallelujah. Your word says so. We love you. You chose us or you called us. And we thank you this morning. Father, as we depart, I ask today that you would bless every listener, those coming through the archives and the podcast. Lord, bless their families, bless their friends, open doors today, and make way for your people, those that are standing in need of finances. Father, move by your spirit today in the name of Jesus for these your people, those that are concerned about their marriages today. Lord, you put men and women together, and if you put it together, you said, let no man take asunder. And God, as we trust you in turning marriages around today, we ask that you would move. And God, the men and women that you put together, that God, no matter what come their way, that Lord, today you will bind it up and cast it back to the pits of hell. Whether they left, whether they're gone, whether they're planning on leaving, Father, we ask today that you would rebuke the devourer for the married couple's sake that you have put together today. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, everyone who has turned away from you, we ask today that you would return them unto you, whether it be by fasting, someone prayed for them, or Lord, it's just you who bringing them home. Do it today, Father, in the name of Jesus. You have all power. Then by your power, Father, there's nothing too hard for you to do. We ask that you would move in a mighty way. And Lord, those that have brothers and sisters, call a brother or a sister. Let them give them a hug and tell them today that they love them. If they don't have brothers and sisters, if they have cousins, do it for their cousins today. Do it for their family today, oh God, family members. They may be angry with each other, but let one be a bigger person than the other. Call and apologize and show love to one another. We're here today. We're here right now. Yesterday is gone and tomorrow is not promised, Father. Do it for you in the name of Jesus. And help us all not to let the sun go down on our wrath. Don't let us go to bed angry with nobody, married or unmarried, friend or not friend, family or no family. God, let us not go to bed angry with anyone. And let us be quick to forgive in the name of Jesus. Bless your people today. We all stand in the need of you. For Father, without you, we can do nothing. And we ask all of this morning in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you right now. Oh, we thank you for your power. Hallelujah. Thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. We thank you for your son, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from another in the name of Jesus. Go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you today, November the 10th, 2021, in Jesus' name. I saw Buddy down there this morning. I didn't know who that second 407 number was. And Sion had sent me a message to say, that's Buddy, but we had gone off. And then Sister Dot sent me a message, and she said, that was Buddy. I was like, okay, all right now, Buddy. Say something so I get to know that number. And I know that you're here so that I can say something to you. And good morning to you, sir. God bless you, Mr. Rough, Rugged, and Real. Yeah, Mr. David Jackson. That's my buddy. That's what I call him. And so when I see all them refer to him to me, they say buddy. yeah, because he let her and his daughter come out to SeaWorld and spent some time with me, and they was able to take greens back, and he enjoyed the greens and friendship. And so eventually he came to the house because they had been coming, and eventually he come to see where his wife, his daughter, and his mother-in-law would be hanging out in Fleming Island. I'm going to check this out. And, you know, he have a way of doing things. He may not just say that to them, you know, but the way he do things, you know, he checking it out. Let me see if it's right for my family over here. And so he got to come, and we had a wonderful fellowship. And he come in here, light bulbs up, fixing garage doors. And his daughter, Kate, baby Kate, told me, said, Ms. Barbara, I said, what? She said, that's what he do all day long. And she all looking at me like, mm-hmm, yeah, that's what he do, Ms. Barbara. He can't help himself. All over to somebody else, I was fixing it up. And I thank God for him because he was truly a blessing when he come. He didn't just come, but he came and helped me out because I needed those lights put way back in the vaulted ceiling in the kitchen. And I needed that garage door to be back on track. And so he did all of that. If I remember, he probably would have did a lot more. But they probably was telling him, look, stop yourself now. But I thank God for my buddy this morning. Hallelujah. So listen, we're going to our last song of the morning. And after the song, I won't be coming back today. But we pray the Lord bring us back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another episode of Jesus in the Morning. And Brother Jermaine should be here tomorrow, Thursday. And he's going to be sharing with us. And so we thank God. So listen, let's go to this one. All right, bro, Cal, this one for you. We closing out.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord. I come from Memphis, Tennessee. Little small house, big family. 7 kids and I'm the baby. But I'm gone now, and I'm like, praise the Lord, cause everything I've been praying for is finally knocking on my door. And it's so, so loud, and I'm gonna take it. Ooh. I told y'all I'm gonna make it. And when I make it, I'ma bring the whole world. Take it.
In the wide world, a powder of soup coolers is going on here today. They don't make no sense. You don't know. And everybody tells them that they help. In the wide world, a powder of soup coolers is going on here today. They don't make no sense. You're on national TV. And anybody told you nothing? See, Hall of Famer Michael Irvin's commentary be a little dry when you do it outside in the wintertime. The arid air be unkind to black folks in the wintertime. Everybody know that. And he know they do. Somebody dropped the ball somewhere. Somebody dropped the lip balm. You need to go down to craft services. Tell them to make you a Pedialyte and Jergens lotion smoother. You need some. Your mouth look harsh. That's some Al Jolson. Some Al Jolson lips. That's what that is. You don't want that. Your whole mouth looks barren. The whole of your face is impoverished. You got 30% of the kids living up on your tongue. Very dry. You need to stab. Anybody got no ointment? The lawnmower grease or something. The camera directly in his face, too? So he need to put his COVID mask back on. Or maybe his coach's play call in front of his mouth and talk so can't nobody see with his mouth on. I don't know. You can't kiss nobody with passion. You have to give him a little peck because you break scared. With that coarse sandpaper grit number 36, your lips look biblical. Your lips look like they made out of brimstone post-fire. You must with Moses' age. You wandered the wilderness with Moses for 40 years. Then when the bush started burning, he told you, hey, man, blow back out there. You look like Mr. Popo off of Dragon Ball Z. Or the WB for all of us. Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my girl. You look like that. That's not true. Catch me at Chuckles Comedy Club in Jackson, Mississippi, November 12th through the 14th. See you there.
Hey, friends all over the world. Dr. King in here. Listen, I don't have a lot of time to talk about this. I want to talk about it quickly, so you need to pay attention the first time to what I'm going to say. The recent incident at the Travis Scott concert, many of you know, and many of you don't know, Travis Scott is a young African-American rap artist. He's a very successful, very popular, very acclaimed, sold millions and millions of albums. So, but I want to speak on this. I think it's important for us to understand what's happening in the culture. You know, we can't just be in the four walls of the church. We just can't be on the field. We have to be in the culture. We have to understand what's going on in the culture if we want to reach the lost. Doesn't mean we have to conform to the culture, but we need to be informed about the culture. Being conformed and being informed are two different things. Talk about this because this is very, very important. So many of you know at this recent Travis Scott concert, several people died. But that's not necessarily unusual if you have a lot of people at a concert. You know, you can have people that are stampeded in any event where there's a lot of people. But what's unique about this situation and what's so demonic about it is the content of the concert. He was performing a song called Meet Me on the Other Side or See You on the Other Side. And I want you to understand what's happening. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 16, he said, upon this rock I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Well, what is he talking about, the gates of hell? You know, there's many interpretations of that. You know, we know that he said Caesarea Philippi, which was historically the place where the Pan was seated. Pan was a god worshipped in the first century, the god of revelry, the god of entertainment. Hear this, this is so important. The god of revelry, entertainment, and Pan play a flute and lead people to destruction, lead them into Hades, lead them into the wilderness. This is what is happening right now before our eyes. The music that is being played on TikTok, Instagram, over the radio, many of these songs are actually points of contact that are designed to open up demonic portals to wreak havoc in our society and in our